Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant. Here's Glenn Davis.
He still is lively. Quintero, all force and shot. Block, yes! It takes a deflection. It goes in. It's comeback city right now. It's Doro Forsen from Darwin Quintero. The Dynamo take a 2-1 lead here in the 76th. All right, welcome back to Hugh O'Connor's Pub. We appreciate everybody coming out here tonight, and a lot of good people in here. We just had Olivier Finidorian, Ian Berry of the Houston Liverpool Supporters Group. We remind you that this show is a World Cup 2022 edition, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, live here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. If you're out and about in the town, come on in, join us. We got a great little crowd in here. People are enjoying good cocktails, good food, and just very relaxed here on a cold Houston night, which is perfect for our next guest. You heard his goal call there. Thoro Farson was a high draft choice of the Houston Dynamo in the MLS Super Draft out of Duke University. Had some shining moments last year, one of the big hopes for the Houston Dynamo in the future. He joins us now. Thor, thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, of course, no problem.
Yeah, you're looking sharp here. You look very Icelandic with the white jacket. Is this weather good for you right now? Are you feeling pretty at home?
This is perfect, man. This is perfect.
Yeah, so when you first got to Houston, was that perfect when you got used to the weather?
Absolutely not. It's been way too hot for me these past few months, so it was good to see it drop back down to like 50, so it's good.
Was it challenging just to get used to the climate? Let's get right to that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, being in North Carolina, it was obviously very, very hot and humid during the summers, but this is just something else. This is really a something else, and it took a lot of time to get used to it, but once you get used to it, you're in there.
So first year in the pros, what do you have to say about it? How did it feel? You had some really shining moments. I remember the goal in L.A. with the stepovers. That was a Ronaldo-esque type goal. That thing flew off your left foot. Just kind of talk about the first year, the pro experience, the pro life.
Yeah, no, just obviously a dream come true. You know, playing in a professional league, and the MLS is a huge league now, and it's only getting bigger. Personally, could have done better. Team could have done better too. So I'm honestly just looking forward to next season and trying to build something great here in Houston, and ultimately trying to be a playoffs team and get into the playoffs. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of room for improvement from the first season, but a good season nonetheless.
So let's talk about your connection to Iceland, how you got to Duke. And, of course, I mean, you're only 21 years old. You got a birthday coming up in December. There's a lot of hope and possibility placed on you, which is a nice thing. Talk a little bit about how you got to the U.S., the college game, and now the pro game.
Yep. So there's a guy that went to Clemson back in 2014, 2015. He played there for a year, went back to Iceland, and saw that there's almost no Icelandic people in the college game. And it's very difficult to go to the States from Iceland and get scholarships. So he decided to create an agency. From there, they probably have around 400 people now in the agency in the United States through them. So I decided to sign up with them when I was training for my club back in Iceland, because I wanted to get a degree with soccer. And, I was originally actually going to Dartmouth. So that didn't turn out. COVID hit and stuff. So, 6 months later, got a phone call from John Kerr, and, it's been great ever since. I went to Duke for a year, and then obviously had a great season. So they offered me Generation Adidas, and I decided to take that. And, Houston drafted me, and first year was great. So, just looking forward to the next season.
He's Thoro Farson. He's here at Hugh O'Connor's Pub and I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. So you were playing both in a wide area and as a center forward. Kind of differing roles, but, you know, you did get in the box a lot from wide areas. When you look back at that now, has that helped kind of grow your game and maybe expand your game a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Before I came here, I'd never played winger ever in my life. So You know, you only get better as a player if you play more positions. And, you know, I definitely like playing striker a lot, but, you know, the coach put me there last season, and I obviously did the job. So, you know, if you're wherever they put me, I'm going to play. So it was great getting those many minutes in the MLS, and I think I'm only going to play more next season.
You're hungry, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell by your attitude. I think both Eddie Robinson and I on the broadcast always loved your attitude when you came in the game. You helped change games with that attitude. You are, though, playing behind a striker that's, you know, they paid a $6 million transfer fee. Is that intimidating, or is that, you know, just like, hey, I'm going after Sebas's gig. I don't care where I'm from. Duke University, yeah. Iceland, it doesn't matter.
No, of course. I'm a really competitive guy, and I want to have a great career. So it doesn't really matter who's in front of me. You know, Sebas is a great guy. We're friends. He had a record-breaking year last year, so I have nothing against the guy. He's a great player. And but for me, I just go into every training session and every game like it's my last. I put 100% out there. So if Sebas is going to play, he plays. If I play, then I play. It's really whatever.
Thoril Farson, we're out at Hugh O'Connor's pub here. This is going to be a great place to watch World Cup 2022. Give a round of applause to Dave right there, the owner, right here. He's the shyest guy in the whole place. Give him a round of applause. Sorry, Dave. This will be the last ever Soccer Matter show we do here at Hugh O'Connor's pub. Thor, let's get back to you and the league and maybe some of the different things that took you a while to adjust to. I mean, obviously the speed of play is one thing everybody's going to say, but, you know, what are some of the other challenges, the day-to-day as a pro as opposed to maybe college? It's maybe not as intense. You know, maybe you go into a training session at 80% and you're still the best guy in the training session. It's different now, right?
Yeah, I'd probably say 30% more, but but no, it's absolutely just two different worlds. You know, you have to balance education next to the soccer thing when you're in college. Here, you get a lot of downtime, but at the same time, every time you come in for training, you have to be 100%. And if you're not, everyone can see it. You know, so it's a big and intimidating environment to step into, but not something I'm scared of or anything like that. So I think first year was really good for me. I proved to everyone in the team and the coaching staff and the people around the team that I'm here to work and that I'm here 100% for the club. So, yeah, just the professional environment is 100% for me, and I absolutely love it.
Well spoken, Thor. I really love the way you stated that. Season ends. It's not the season you wanted. Got players walking out the door now that you're never going to see again, maybe, due to contracts. This is a business. You know that. Is there anything at the end of the year, like does one of your coaches take you aside or the staff take you aside and have a little bit of an exit sort of interview for the season in 2022? Thor, here's an area we're really focusing on with you that we want you to improve. Is there any of that kind of talk with you?
Yeah, everyone has exit interviews with the general manager, and it's nice to sit down with him and kind of get a lowdown for next season. And if you have a next season or not, you said it. It's a business, you know. A lot of guys getting cut or a lot of guys getting traded and stuff, so it's hard, you know. You lose friends and it's hard, but, yep. You know, at the end of the day, you said it's a business. And, I had, like everyone else, I had an exit interview with the general manager, and I know the direction the club is going in, and I'm really excited because there's a lot of people like me in this club that are very ambitious, and I like that we have our aim set high for next season.
Any specific thing about your game that they focus in on with you? You know, hold up play. I mean, as a wide guy now, you have to do different things, maybe things you haven't done in your career before because you've been central for the most part of it. Any of that of interest that we could hear?
I think my main attribute is goal scoring, and they've kind of said that too. You know, my finishing ability is very high, I'd say. It's up there. So, just arriving late in the box, if I'm playing out wide, if I'm playing through the center, just you know, trying to have as many shots as in the box as I can and maybe be a little more selfish than I was that season.
Yeah, balls on the opposite side of the field. Get in the box and be a second center forward, right?
Yeah.
Is it as simple as that?
Yep.
Give you something to attack, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that. All right, we're talking to Thor O'Farson, Houston Dynamo. Had 4 goals in his rookie year. Really memorable goals. The one in L.A. was, that one was an eye-popping goal with a couple stepovers. That great hit. World Cup's coming up. Anything special on your mind about it? Anything of interest that you see going into Qatar on Sunday with it starting?
I mean, it's going to be a great World Cup. Sad to see that my Icelandic nation is not there, you know. I'd love to be there. Yeah, the Viking clap and all that. Everyone's stolen that nowadays.
I know they did.
You
guys, that was yours. I mean, it's amazing how quickly it was taken.
No, obviously very exciting, and, you know, you have days every day. You have games every day, sorry. Well, in this time zone, you have games at 4 o'clock in the,
4, 7,
in the morning.
1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you be up at 4 o'clock for the Senegal Netherlands
game? Not 4, but definitely 7. I watched a few Premier League games here at, 6:15, 6. So, no, I definitely get up for those games. And, you know, football is literally just runs through my veins. It's my life. And I love watching every single game it is, whether it's Qatar, Ecuador, and the opening game of the World Cup. I love that.
Do you focus in on strikers sometimes? Do you ever just focus in particularly on one player? You know, because people watch games very differently.
Yeah, 100%. You know, when I like to sit down and watch what strikers do, I do that. Sometimes I just watch, you know, when you got a good Champions League game going on, you kind of have to look at the whole big picture. So, no, for sure, I definitely look at some strikers, including Kane and Lewandowski. It's good to kind of get a feel for what they do.
Thor O'Farson, tell me about your family. Have they come over here? Have they watched you play, your parents? Do you have brothers and sisters? Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so they've all visited now. It was great having them over. My dad and mom are separated, so they had us three, the brothers. I have a younger brother and an older brother, 4 years between us both. And then my dad has a daughter with another woman right now. So, no, it was great having them over. My mom came on her own back in, I'd say, August. It was really, really warm. It was something different. Then my dad and my two brothers came for the LAFC home game. So it was great for them to watch that game.
They saw a good game.
Yeah, they saw a great game when we won that.
The game of the year.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, your two brothers, and I'm sure your family is extremely proud of you. Your two brothers, what do they do? Were they football players too?
No, my older brother was actually a swimmer.
No kidding.
So he was a swimmer, but he quit that. Now he's teaching back home. So, but my younger brother is in soccer too, and he's recently actually signed up with the same agency I did.
Nice.
To go abroad. So, he's looking to go to the States. We'll see what happens with him.
Maybe you can get him in Texas somewhere, but there's not enough NCAA Division I. SMU.
That's true.
You can get him to SMU.
That's true. SMU is up there, yeah.
Yeah, we could get him to SMU, and then he's close to you. Talking to Thor O'Farson of the Houston Dynamo. Look, this was a tough year, and we did mention the realities of professional sports and teammates' contracts declined, people moving on. Coach Paulo Nagamura, how difficult was the coaching change? Of course, you guys had a great run under Kenny Bundy at the end of the year, but how difficult was it for you to see a coach leave that, you know, had faith in you?
Yeah, no, it was really difficult, and you know, I have nothing but respect, and I have nothing but respect for Paulo. You know, he did a lot for me and my career. He put a lot of trust in me, which I will never be able to repay him. You know, he gave me my first debut in the professional game. So I mean, he's a great guy, and you know, I have nothing but respect for the guy.
Thor, we thank you very much for making the effort to come in. By the way, I want to mention Thor was around doing community stuff today for the Houston Dynamo. Edgar Velas told me that. So a long day for you. Go home, get rest, get ready for that Qatar Ecuador opener on Sunday. Thor, thank you for coming in.
I will. Thank you.
All right, let's give Thor O'Farson a round of applause here at Hugh O'Connor's. We appreciate him coming in here tonight, taking time out of his schedule. It's the off season, and sometimes you don't want to be bothered, but he made the effort to come in.